Now, the Wisconsin Republican Party says it's seeking help to, quote, stand up against hypocrisy. In particular, they're focusing on the Democrats' latest appointment to the State Ethics Commission. 2 weeks ago, outgoing Senate Minority Leader Jennifer Schilling named former One Wisconsin Now Executive Director Scott Ross to the panel. In a statement, Schilling praised Ross for advocating for clean, open, and transparent government and for championing high ethical standards. Yesterday, the state GOP sent a fundraising email to supporters. It read, quote, Ross has spent years tweeting vile and unhinged things about Wisconsin Republicans, and now will have the opportunity to rule on matters that come before the Ethics Commission, end quote. The Ethics Commission administers state laws regarding campaign finance, lobbying, and ethics. Ross's term will expire in 2024. Our first guest says Ross is not a good choice for that ethics post. Jake Curtis is a Milwaukee attorney who served as chief legal counsel for the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources under the Walker administration. He was also an associate counsel at the Wisconsin Institute for Law and Liberty. He wrote about the Ross appointment in National Review. Jake, thanks for joining us today.
Thanks for having me, Rob.
Well, make the basic case. Why do you think Scott Ross was a poor choice for this ethics panel?
Sure. Many attorneys in the state are familiar with the Ethics Commission. It has, very serious responsibility. I thought your summary was a good one. It deals with the state's lobbying laws, ethics for not only state officials, but local officials, really every local public official throughout the state, whether it's a school board, town, village, city, county. There's always ethical questions that come up. There's obviously the type of situations where, high profile ethics concerns, but typically most of these questions are going to be very technical in nature. And it's the Ethics Commission that has a responsibility to help local officials by either providing kind of informal guidance or when a matter rises to the level of the full commission actually addressing a complaint or a concern, there'll be published decisions. And those decisions are relied on by attorneys and public officials throughout the state. So the point is, it's a very serious responsibility. Over the years, there have been individuals, former members of the legislature, two out of the six positions are statutorily former judges appointed by the governor. Right now we have the former deputy attorney general, former member of the assembly. It's not a partisan thing. Representative Hintz's appointment is a well-respected attorney from the Fox Valley who has spoken out independently on various issues, including the John Doe investigations. So really across the spectrum, it seems like most of the appointments have been folks within the mainstream that take this responsibility seriously. I struggled to find anybody that would put Mr. Ross in that category. I've never met Mr. Ross. I don't know him. I just kind of look at his Twitter feed. I look at his commentary regarding almost exclusively Republicans. Every once in a while, he makes a comment about a Democrat, but it seems specifically focused on Republicans. One has to wonder with a commission like the Ethics Commission that's handling very serious, sensitive matters. The Ethics Commission has pretty significant powers itself. It can subpoena records, subpoena witnesses. So a lot of responsibility. You have to wonder whether or not Mr. Ross really was the best choice to provide, really an objective analysis. And again, to be clear, the system is set up whereby both the minority and the majority legislative parties get an appointment. So I'm not suggesting that these appointments are not going to be partisan. By statute, they will essentially be partisan by both the Senate and the Assembly, majority and minority parties getting those appointments. But the system is set up so that those appointments result in a balanced commission. And like I said, the appointment by Representative Hintz was a serious one, a good lawyer, a respected lawyer that's a Democrat.
I want to jump in. You mentioned that it's okay that these are partisan appointments. That's the nature of the thing. But your criticism and other people's criticism of Ross is the nature of the way he expresses himself in public. And we could talk about that a little. Asked about that by the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, Ross was quoted as saying, "I don't think free speech belittles any democratic institution." So if you, how do we draw a line between saying this kind of partisan speech is okay for an ethics commission member? This crosses a line that we shouldn't cross.
I think it's a good question. But the reality is, and look, I previously was at Wisconsin Institute for Long Liberty. As you mentioned, it's an organization that's focused on many issues and an issue like free speech. And they've on the record defended individuals that frankly, you know, probably are not politically aligned. And at the end of the day, I would certainly support Mr. Ross's right to free speech and to use platforms like Twitter to comment on, frankly, whatever, you know, comes to mind. But then it's a question, just because somebody has a right to do something, you know, doesn't mean that, you know, automatically they're then qualified to serve on something like the Ethics Commission. And so, I, you know, it's not a statutory line or anything like that. It's just, frankly, kind of common sense. Was this an appropriate appointment by Senator Schilling? And I think, you know, it's not just, you know, conservatives. You know, I as you mentioned, I had the piece in National Review, but the State Journal has come out with a pretty strongly worded editorial. Dan Bice from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel recently ran a piece kind of looking at some of his recent tweets since being appointed to the commission. You know, that's, I think, one point that people are making. I guess if you were going to appoint him and there was maybe an understanding that he would kind of tone down some of the rhetoric, then I guess maybe that would be acceptable to some people, but he's not even doing that. So yeah, absolutely. He can comment on whatever he wants to comment on, but then it's a question of if you're going to serve on an ethics commission, you know, are you going to be able to provide that sort of a objective analysis?
Right. One of the things you're referring to on Monday, I think Ross retweeted doctored photos of Michigan protesters whose guns were replaced by giant sex toys during a protest of the state's stay-at-home order. Is that the kind of an example of the tone that has you concerned about seriousness on this ethics commission?
Well, I think that would be one of many examples. And look, I mean, that's, I guess, a perfect example from the standpoint he can comment on whatever he wants to. And frankly, you know, there were many people across the political spectrum that thought that, you know, folks that, you know, were showing up with firearms to a protest probably wasn't the most reasonable thing to be doing. But if you're going to use that sort of kind of incendiary Twitter post to make your point, it begs the question, are you really going to take your responsibility as the ethics commissioner seriously? And, you know, I'm sure Mr. Ross will say that he's going to, and I hope he does. But then I would think, particularly in Wisconsin, where we've been, you know, very polarized, you know, maybe it's a good idea to try to kind of tone down some of the rhetoric and try to be objective in your comments, even when, you know, some may disagree with your policy positions. But to then take it to that next level of, you know, as you pointed out, putting what I think many would consider a pretty vile tweet out that, you know, people saw, and now you are an ethics commissioner, I think it just calls into question that objectivity.
In our last minute or so, this is one out of six appointments on a commission that, as you say, does important work, not exactly a household word, I think, among the public. How seriously do you think people should take this?
I think they should take it very seriously. You know, we expect our public officials to be ethical. And in my experience, I work with local public officials. We work with officials at the state level. In my experience, you know, despite, you know, what we hear, you know, as far as rhetoric and polarization goes, in my experience, most public officials, Republicans and Democrats, are trying to do the right thing when it comes to ethics laws. In fact, most of these officials preemptively seek opinions to you know, essentially get approval for something that they're going to do. It may be attending a conference, and at which they may, you know, get a meal and get some sort of, you know, if it's a gift or award, the question is, well, then who owns it? I mean, these get to be really technical questions. And in my experience, most of these public officials take that responsibility to abide by the state ethics code very seriously. And I just think our commissioners should be kind of held to that same level of seriousness.
Jake, thanks for joining us today.
Thanks for having me.
Jay Curtis is a Milwaukee attorney who served as chief legal counsel for the Wisconsin DNR under the Walker administration. We talked to him about his concerns regarding the appointment of Scott Ross to the State Ethics Commission. Coming up, Ross himself joins us for a look at the criticism he's received and his goals on that ethics panel. That's up next here on Central Time. This is Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret. We continue our discussion about Scott Ross's appointment to the Wisconsin Ethics Commission. Ross is former executive director of One Wisconsin Now. He was named to the panel 2 weeks ago by outgoing Senate Minority Leader Jennifer Schilling. We just heard from a critic of Ross's appointment. Now we hear from Ross himself. Scott, thanks for joining us.
Hey, how are you today? Thanks for having me on, and I hope this finds you and the whole Wisconsin Public Radio team doing safe and sound, and thank you for the good jobs that you're doing keeping us informed.
Thanks. Now, we heard the case against Scott Ross being on the Ethics Commission. Could you make the case for?
Well, first of all, I mean, it is an incredible honor to have been appointed to this important body. I am humbled by the opportunity. I'm ready to get to work with my colleagues who are Republicans and Democrats on this Ethics Commission to do the good work of that commission. I think that, you know, the experience that I have as an advocate, as somebody who's worked on campaigns, on somebody who's worked in advocacy, on somebody who's traveled around the state and around the country, espousing views, looking into things, being a watchdog, I think it's a great opportunity for me. And I am, again, humbled to serve the people of Wisconsin in this manner. And I'm going to do so with all of the best intentions. And listen, anybody who agrees with me 100% of the time should definitely rethink that position. My point is that, you know, I think there are things we can come together on. I think that the Ethics Commission has been that kind of body since it was established. You know, and again, let's not forget, the Ethics Commission was established like this because the Republicans who were in charge got rid of the Government Accountability Board because the Government Accountability Board had investigated Scott Walker for violating campaign finance laws and illegally coordinating with outside independent groups. So they got rid of the Government Accountability Board. They created this commission. And now Republicans are crying and whining because a Democrat has appointed a Democrat to the commission. That seems a little bit disingenuous to me, Rob.
There are other Democrats who have been appointed to the commission. They say it's not so much that you're a partisan, because as you say, these are supposed to be partisans. It's the personal invective that you aim at Republicans, people you might have to consider, you know, the merits of their case before the Ethics Commission. They point toward a profanity in your attacks on them online. It's not just the partisanship. It's the style, I think.
Well, I think the thing is that Republicans are complaining about me, not because what I wrote on Twitter, but because what I was able to accomplish with that amazing team that I had at One Wisconsin Now for 12 years. I mean, let's not forget, Rob, you know, the Republicans tried to end early voting in the state of Wisconsin. And One Wisconsin Now, we went to court with with our then counsel and now Attorney General Josh Call, and we restored early voting to the state of Wisconsin. I mean, can you imagine during this pandemic when Republicans forced us to go to the polls, how bad it would have been on Election Day if we hadn't been successful in court and allowed the restoration of full early voting to the state of Wisconsin and kicked out all the restrictions that they had? I mean, listen, that the decision in that case, the judge specifically noted that Republicans tried to curtail early voting because they wanted to target the reliably Democratic African-American population in Milwaukee. I mean, he was explicit in his decision. I have absolutely, with passion, called out Republicans for engaging in these, you know, 21st century Jim Crow tactics. And I'm not going to stop doing that because, you know, they're not stopping. I mean, we just saw today that the Republican Party is launching the Republican National Committee is launching a $20 million $20 million fund to try and go after voting rights laws. I mean, they're not stopping. And yet I am supposed to stop in having these passionate feelings that I have. You know, again, I wasn't surprised at some of the criticism. You know, it came from talk radio. It came from, you know, your previous guest who worked for the Wisconsin Institute for Law and Liberty. We've certainly called out the Wisconsin Institute for Law and Liberty. I think it's appalling that, you know, Justice Rebecca Bradley continues to sit on cases in the Supreme Court that are argued by the Wisconsin Institute for Law and Liberty because, you know, Rick Essenberg, the head of that outfit, you know, was her political mentor, wrote recommendation letters for her, you know. They're not crying about her sitting on cases, but they're going to complain about, you know, a partisan in Senator Schilling making a partisan appointment to a board that is appointed with partisans. So I just, you know, I mean, we just have to, I think everybody just has to play by the same rules. And if it wasn't, you know, some occasional offhanded adult language on Twitter, it would be something else they were complaining about. Maybe like, I don't know, I ride my bicycle too much, or, you know, I don't know. But, you know, if it wasn't this, it'd be something else.
Could you see yourself in a position where you had to hold a Democrat accountable in an ethics complaint? Could you hold them accountable?
Listen, Rob, I've been in politics for 25 years, and anybody who knows me knows I get more angry at Democrats for what they do than a lot of times what Republicans do. So absolutely. I mean, and again, this board requires it. Any real action taken by the Ethics Commission requires bipartisanship. And so I'm going to, you know, I'm looking forward to meeting my new colleagues. I'm looking forward to finding out what makes them tick. I hope they, you know, are interested in finding out about me. And I'm looking for a really, really positive opportunity here. And again, you know, I understand why Republicans are unhappy. I mean, they've had to see me on television for the last 12 years. You know, I mean, I'm a pundit on Wisconsin public television. You know, me and my Republican partner were on the Unspun show on 15 in Madison, where we were actually named by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association as the best political show. Incidentally, they did get rid of the award after that, but that's neither here nor there. But, you know, for me, a lot of times what I find is that, you know, there are behaviors that are going on that need to be called out. And I have a privileged position to be able to do that as somebody who could get paid attention to from time to time because of the good work that we did at One Wisconsin Now. And I think I used my power for good. Now, I definitely have strong opinions about politics. There's no doubt about that. I don't hide those. But I also think that, you know, we're in the middle of a pandemic, where Republicans just went to the Republican state Supreme Court to try and force people to go back to work, even though it may be against their interests, and they may have to choose between keeping themselves and their families safe or losing their jobs.
And that's all the time we have. Thanks to Scott Ross for joining us, former executive director of One Wisconsin Now, new appointee on the Wisconsin Ethics Commission. We also heard from a critic of his appointment.